Chapter 8. An Ultrasound Scanner. Words. A little. Acuity. Annual. Planned. General. Archive. Assistant. Beginning. Blurred vision. Calm down. Cataract. Change. Clinic. Computerized electronic. Contact free. Cornea. Correction. Damage. Detect. Determine. To measure. Disappear. Electronic. Examination. Feel. Field. Glasses. Help. Hear. If. In addition. In advance. In front. Inquire. Instructions. Intraocular. Invisible. Last. Last name. Lead. Level. Look. Medicine. Medication. Narrowing. Necessary. Ophthalmologist. Or. Order. Painless. Phoropter. Read. Recall. To remember. Register. Retina. Sleep. State. Condition. Take. Tear up. Time period. Turn red. Ultrasound. Ultrasound scanner. Unclear. Use eye drops. Vision. Worn. Wear. Weather. If. Will be necessary. With what? Hello. I had an appointment with an ophthalmologist at 11 o'clock, says the man. Where is your medical history? Asks the assistant. The medical history is at the registration, archive, replies the patient. Write down your last name. They will bring your medical history to the office, says the assistant. A man goes to the ophthalmologist's office. Who is the last in line to see the ophthalmologist, he asks. Your appointment will be after me. I'm the last one, a person in line says. After a while, a nurse invites the patient into the office. Come into the office, she says. I have an annual checkup, says the man. The doctor examines the medical history. Good. Do you have any complaints? Asks the doctor. Yes. Sometimes my eyes hurt, says the patient. Can you always see well? Asks the ophthalmologist. Sometimes I can't see clearly, says the patient. Let's check your vision, the doctor says. Okay, what should I do? Asks the patient. The doctor walks the patient to an instrument and gives instructions. We check vision with the help of a new instrument, the electronic phoropter. What does the phoropter measure? Asks the patient. This device measures eyesight. Look over here, asks the doctor. The doctor takes measurements and takes notes. She explains the results to the patient. Your eyesight is weakened, the doctor says. Will I have to wear glasses? Asks the patient. No, for now you do not need to wear glasses. First we will check the necessary level of correction, explains the doctor. Will it help? Worries the patient. Yes, it should help. In addition, I prescribe you eye drops and vitamins, says the ophthalmologist. In the medical history, the doctor checks the time of the last tests. You need to have your intraocular pressure measured, she says. How is it done? Asks the patient. Intraocular pressure is measured in the ophthalmic clinic on a contact-free electronic tonometer, explains the doctor. I already have new results of an ocular pressure exam, the patient says. The patient hands over the latest data from the ocular pressure exam, The doctor takes them and reads the data. "I see that you have high ocular pressure," she says. "Doctor, what caused it?" inquires the patient. "Do you spend a lot of time at the computer?" asks the ophthalmologist. "Yes, I work at the computer," the patient responds. "What are your other complaints?" asks the doctor. "Sometimes I get watery eyes, and I have blurred vision. Also, my eyelids and eyes turn red," replies the patient. "Then we need to check whether there is damage to the retina or cornea. These may be symptoms of an eye disease," the doctor says. The patient is asked to go into another room. There is an ultrasound scanner. "This is an ultrasound scanner. This procedure is painless," explains the doctor. "What does the ultrasound scanner detect?" the patient inquires. "This device uses ultrasound to detect damage to the eyes due to cataracts," says the ophthalmologist. "But I don't have any damage," says the patient. "There may be changes in the retina. They are invisible to the ophthalmologist," explains the doctor. "Do you sometimes have a narrowing of the field of vision?" the ophthalmologist continues to study the patient's condition. "No, I do not experience the narrowing of the field of vision," the man replies. "Do you feel dryness in the eyes?" asks the doctor. "Yes, I sometimes have dry eyes," says the patient. "The ultrasound scanner shows that there are no changes in the retina and cornea," says the ophthalmologist. "It makes me calmer," the patient responds. "But you have to undergo a preventative vision treatment," warns the doctor. The doctor writes a prescription and explains the order in which the medication should be taken. "Do I have to take medication?" inquires the patient. "Yes, you have to take drops and medications. I am prescribing you vitamins and eye drops," the doctor says. "Do I have to use eye drops?" asks the patient. "Yes, you have to use eye drops twice a day, in the morning and before bedtime," explains the doctor. "Can I continue to work at the computer?" asks the patient. "You should work only a little on the computer during the treatment," the doctor advises. "How long is the treatment?" asks the patient. "The treatment lasts 10 days. If the symptoms persist, then we will continue the exams," the doctor explains. "You need to return for an appointment in 10 days, she continues. "Good. I will make an appointment in advance. Thank you, doctor. Goodbye," says the patient. "Be well. All the best," she says. Questions about the text. 1. Where is the medical history? 2. Where does the man go? 3. Where does the doctor lead the patient? 4. What does the phoropter measure? 5. Which drops does the doctor prescribe? 6. What does the doctor check in the medical history? 7. Where do they measure intraocular pressure? 8. What does the patient hand to the doctor? 9. What does the ultrasound scanner detect? 10. What preventative treatment should the patient undergo? 11. Which medication should he take? 12. How many times does he need to put in eye drops? 13. How long does the treatment last? 14. After how many days does he need to come back for an appointment?